Burma's pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi told a court today she didn't think she was violating the terms of her house arrest when she gave temporary shelter to an American visitor earlier this month. Suu Kyi was testifying in a trial widely expected to end with an extension of her house arrest or a prison term of up to 5 years. Meanwhile, a group of former world leaders and Nobel Peace laureates today have called for the release of the opposition leader. The group, known as the Elders, founded by South Africa's Nelson Mandela, said their fellow group member Suu Kyi should be freed on Wednesday, the day her latest 6-year period of house arrest is due to expire. We spoke to chairperson of Burma Action Ireland, Gayroyd Kilgallen, who says the international community needs to take definite action.
I really think for too long the United Nations has been pussyfooting with the Burmese generals. They've sent envoy after envoy in there, and each time the generals have treated them with disrespect, if not contempt. And it really, really has to stop, because that diminishes the whole system, the whole world community of nations, diminishes us all. And I do think now that really we have to bite the bullet. People will have to take definite action. I think international bodies like the United Nations, the European Union, both of them already have some sanctions against Burma. The U.S., anyway, the U.S. has some sanctions, and the European Union have, but they're not strong enough, nor they're not determined enough. I just think they have to bring in stronger, more effective, and more comprehensive sanctions.